coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Instead of Last Will and Testament, it should be called Dead Giveaway.
Hilarious.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello. Excuse me. Something in my throat.
Let's keep that.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every single week we choose a popular saying to take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But mostly we pick these things just to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skinny.
Maybe that's what we should do when we just get together to visit. We should choose a subject just to avoid
keep us focused.
Directionless conversations.
It just seems to wander no matter what we try.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And which is fine. It kind of sums up life. Which is reminds me of today's sponsor.
Okay.
Today is brought to you by Revella Blue.
Revella Blue.
It is a fantastic, allegedly Swedish beverage that we discussed.
Swiss.
Yeah. Starts with an S, and it's in Europe. And so for those moments where you're looking for something cold and refreshing, consider an unobtainable in America drink. So this is for our Swiss audience.
Yeah, so I wish I hadn't told you anything about it to see if you could guess what it is. But this is what we talked about, I think it was last week.
I like it. It's different. It's nothing like it we've ever had here.
It's not bad, though.
No, it's good.
Yeah, I get it often when I'm in Switzerland.
I want to say it has a berry tinge to it.
Yeah. So this is as Swiss is known for their cheese and milk, this is a dairy byproduct that they've carbonated and created a drink.
You're making it worse, actually, when you say that.
That's what it is.
Is this whey water?
Maybe. This is the way.
It's actually still delicious.
This is the way.
This is the way. Do you know the way? Yeah, it's the drink of the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Whoever else will drink it.
They've got Revella Blue, which is their zero sugar version, which is what I usually drink.
When you say Revella Blue, I think of like Labatt's Blue. It's like the
but
blue
this
label.
Is every restaurant. This is how common it is. Every restaurant, if you look up soft drinks.
How much cheese are
Revella
they making
Blue,
there's that much byproduct?
It is Switzerland.
No, I can basically taste the Alps. Right. Yeah. It's awesome.
I don't know what Alps taste like.
That's like if you poured water over 10,000 used Swiss Army knives. That's what Revella tastes like. Plus berries.
That's not a terrible description.
No, it's good.
Plus berries.
So, fantastic week. I appreciate your generosity, actually, because, you know, sometimes in some of these things, you're like, I'm going to save this for a special occasion. And it's just me hanging out with you. And that's the special occasion.
Yeah.
And you're like one of those people that's just like, let's just use it now.
Well, I did.
Let's just use this now.
I feel bad with those kind words last week when I said I had one.
But you take something this special.
I'm saving it for my son. And then I'm like, oh, he didn't drink it. Do you want it? That's what happened. And so I can't tell. I had to look at you to see if there's sarcasm.
No sarcasm.
All right.
You're the kind of guy where you're just like, I'm not going to save this for later. I'm going to let you enjoy this now.
Yeah, because I had half a dozen of them in Switzerland.
Yeah, well, I can see why.
Yeah.
Nothing like the taste of a Swiss Army knife that's been handled.
I had to check and see if you were sarcastic, because today's idiom has a note of sarcasm. I don't know if you picked up on that.
Well, my lead-in should have helped
as well.
But
the Beverly Hillbillies will... It's a little glitchy again, but it's hard to get those clips.
I can understand you wanting this hog, but buy him off Mr. Drysdale, fair and square.
All right, yet I will. After all, it's only money. You can't take it with you.
You can't take it with you.
There you go. You locked it down. You can't take it with you. It's just like Granny said. You can't take it with you. Which, fascinating, throughout history, people that tried to take things with them, whether it's the pharaohs or...
Oh, we dug up the same info, didn't we?
People... I literally just made that up right now.
Oh, okay.
I've got
a list of weird things people have been buried with.
Oh, okay. I think of, as well, like the terracotta warriors in China.
Oh, yeah, like stuff like that. Yeah, like Tutankhamun, all those...
Like trying to take some stuff to the other side, crossing the Styx.
Yeah, so you can't take it with you. You use that sentence. So, did you pick up on... What animal was in that scene?
Well, no, my eyesight is bad enough. It was very small because I'm watching the smallest version.
So you're watching it through the monitor on the other side of the room, reflecting. Got it.
Right.
So you saw the chalk drawing like a side of beef.
Yes, I caught that.
But then he refers to it as a hog.
That's the part that threw me off. That's why I thought I'm seeing it wrong.
And Granny is willing to pay anything.
Get some of that
for
hog.
This hog.
Some of that
she's
hog
so impressed meat. By this hog. It was a hippopotamus. a live hippopotamus. So Beverly Hillbillies making some funnies.
To kind of sideways this thing off of not just things that people have brought with them, but like inheritance.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can't take it with you is kind of this, you know, we would use it as like, well, you're going to die anyways and you can't take it with you. But there's some things where, I don't know, what are your thoughts on inheritance?
I'm all for it.
You're pro.
Are you thinking of adding me to your will?
You're pro inheritance.
I'm pro inheritance. Well, this idiom is used like, you can't take anything with you, so use it, spend it, whatever the case may be. Enjoy life because you can't take it with you.
I was going through like will and last testament kind of things that caught my eye, and it was this. It wasn't laid out this way, but I thought, well, that's an interesting play on words. If someone said, like a senior or a parent that, you know, might be possibly leaving you money, where there's a will, there's a way.
Hilarious.
Isn't that funny? So if they're trying to get you to do something and they're like, they're leaving you money in their inheritance, where there's a will, there's a way. You'll find a way how to do it.
I'm going
to
put you in my will.
Okay.
But I'm only going to leave you Revella Blue drinks.
Okay.
So that where there's a will, there's some way.
Mm. Nice. Where there's a will, there's a way.
There's a way.
Yeah. Hey, could you, mow that lawn for me?
Am I in your will?
Well, where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah. I just thought that was funny. It wasn't laid out like that, but it was kind of like a funny play on words.
Yeah. And I mean, we've already said how you use this. It means enjoy life. You can't take your wealth with you to the next world after you pass away. So granny was penny pinching, but you know, when they were shooting at some food, up from the ground came a bubbling crude oil, that is.
Instead of last will and testament, it should be called dead giveaway.
Hilarious. Did you make that up?
It's just, again, these word phrases. Oh my goodness, like,
that's amazing.
It's a dead giveaway. Last will and testament.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's because I think there's like a mandate, and for you Bible thumping,
you're going on a mandate.
It's not gonna be my first mandate, I'll tell you that. it's things are going good.
That's
in my life.
A different podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I've had other mandates. Okay, so it's when this whole aspect of leaving inheritance for the Bible thumping crowd, there's like seeming this, like, you need to leave some things behind.
Like, all of it.
Inheritance. Well, you're going to leave it all behind.
You mean for your children and grandchildren?
Yeah.
Why do you say Bible thumpers? Isn't that just our culture in general?
Well, no, it's not. No, it's not.
What? People don't write their kids into their will unless they're Bible thumpers? Is that what you're saying?
No, but specifically for, like, that you need it. So, yes, all sorts of people leave things behind, but you're kind of like, you're encouraged in the Proverbs to leave an inheritance to your children. Because I was curious about what it meant, because the other side of the Bible is like, don't be trapped by worldly things. Like, don't be trapped by money and like the, you know, greed and this sort of thing. So Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves inheritance to his children's children. Like,
so you can skip your kids,
right? Just leave them behind.
Yeah
you did your best with them and whatever they get, but particularly, so the idea of what inheritance are you leaving behind?
Yeah.
Is it just money, or is it like character, or...
Oh, you think it means that kind of stuff?
I'm not sure. I think part of it is like, if you've got dollars, leave that behind. But also,
I mean, this is from
Solomon. Let me finish with this one.
Okay.
Okay. Because then it goes on with Jesus specifically saying in Luke, and this is kind of a little more preachier than I was meaning. Someone came to him and was like, tell my brother to give me like part of the inheritance. And the gist of the story boils down in Luke 12, like, your eyes are on like the wrong things. So it's not just about out of the abundance that you're giving, but then he goes on to this analogy of like, I'm just going to build up bigger grain houses and store more. And then on this particular night, your life is demanded of you, and you've built this big grain house where people just steal everything. And so building everything on this earth where it's stolen. or corrupted or degrades or gets moth or rust or
versus things create an inheritance for your children's children.
Yes. And I'm like, man, that's interesting. So it's not just a dollars thing. It's very much not a dollars thing.
It can be dollars only because I'm a Bible thumper or at least a Bible believer. And I would suggest that the Bible is true when it applies to every human being.
Mm-hmm.
And there will always be the poor who can leave nothing behind.
Right.
So if the Bible is only true, it's applicable for everyone.
Monetary,
yeah. Then, yeah, you might be accurate. Not that it's not wise to try to do that, leave something for your next generation.
There's just like...
But it's not a command.
Kids of kids. Yeah, it specifically says a good man leaves an inheritance. It doesn't describe what that inheritance is.
Yeah, but it says a good man does.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you are commanded. This is one of the Ten Commandments to leave.
It's close. It's like 11 at least. Leave something behind. Because it's not, and it's kind of like get your mind off the money parts, which like if you have money, pass it along. But there's other aspects, like you say, that apply universally to leave behind. Yeah. Leave an inheritance to your children's children.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So when I said I got a list of things that people have been buried with.
Just put a hand up if you want to reply to that message. I'll see that. I see that hand.
With every eye closed.
Okay, continue. If you know, you know.
I was going to say when I said I have a list of people who've been buried with odd things, they're not leaving it behind. Like I think about King Tut and the jewels and gems and gold that was found in his tomb. Like
cats. People.
Cat people?
Cat people.
Like that could have, that kind of wealth would have gone a long way back then. But as a pharaoh or whatever he was, King Tut, they were most likely honoring him by burying it all with him. But it makes you wonder how much golden wealth did the Egyptian leaders have if that much was buried with him.
Or if they all did that kind of thing, in which case it would be too uncommon. Yeah.
Speaking of being buried with gold, this is not a real story. There's a man.
Okay.
His death day is approaching, and he's visited by an angel one night before he dies. And he's like, I've just acquired so much, I can't imagine parting with it all before going to heaven. And the angel says, all right, I've talked to the boss. You can take one thing.
Okay.
This suitcase, fill it with whatever thing you want. So he begins to sell all his goods, turns it into gold, packs a suitcase with just like no room for air bubbles filled with gold.
Okay.
Dies. Goes to heaven. Sure enough, what's in his hand? His suitcase full of gold. Gets to the pearly gates. St. Peter, as just like every other far side visual of the entry into heaven. St. Peter's like, okay, Joe Smith, come on in. Oh, you can't bring anything. He's like, oh, angel visited me. I can bring one thing. He's like, let me check. Oh, yep, you're right. You're on the list. You can have one thing. Well, now I'm curious. What'd you bring? He opens up this suitcase of gold, and St. Peter's like, what? Pavement?
Right. Yeah. It's like, funny that you used Joseph Smith as the name.
Did I say Joseph Smith?
We said Joe Smith. I'm assuming it's short for Joseph.
Oh, yeah. Probably yes. Yeah.
It's fantastic how that's kind of wrapped into your brain.
Yeah.
Joseph Smith. Interesting.
Coincidence.
Brigham Young. Well, it's you can't. So you can't take it with you.
So I have a list of people who are buried with odd things. But do we want to get into origins and then play with that list, or do we want to talk about the list and then get into origins? Because it's not about origins; it's just a list of odd things that people have been buried.
Let's do origins and then get into this list of odd things.
You want to do that?
Yeah, these are a few of my favorite odd things.
Okay, sounds good. Let's get into origins then. What'd you say?
I said some words.
Oh, you said some words.
Where'd they go?
I don't know.
Where'd they go? No one can know.
No one knows.
I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origins.
All right, so if it's of temporal value, you may as well enjoy it now because you are not taking it with you wherever you go. So this phrase, most sources say it comes from the early 19th century. Frederick Marriott used it in Masterman Ready 1841. This is the quote. He was very fond of money, but that they said was all the better, as he could not take it away with them when he died. So, loose, but they say it comes from this 1841. It's funny. It says it dates the early 19th century. Frederick Marryat used it in Masterman Ready. But I'm like, is that a book? Is that a essay? I don't know if it's an article. I couldn't find it. But that's the quote from Masterman Ready. But it gained even wider popularity when George Kaufman and Moss Hart used it as the title for one of their great comedies in 1937. It's called You Can't Take It With You.
That kept popping up.
Did it? Yeah.
This movie, yeah.
So this, I hadn't heard of it, but this...
Me neither, but when you look for this phrase, it's like, it's a big deal.
It's all, yeah, this play put it in these words on the map, whether it was from 1841 or earlier. This play is what really put it in the map, on the map. But what's interesting, so the original production of this play... play premiered at the Chestnut Street Opera House in Philadelphia in 1936, and then it transferred to Broadway's Booth Theater in December of 1936, where it played 838 performances.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's a lot.
Because it's probably not every single night of the week.
No, they take some
time. But even if it was, three years back to back. Yeah, it's true. There could be multiple performances on one day. So it won a Pulitzer Prize for drama. It was adapted to screenplay. Guess what the screenplay was called? What the movie was called?
1938.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They kept the name. Which then won the Academy Award for Best Picture.
Wow.
And Best Director.
So it was a big deal.
So no wonder this idiom actually stuck. And today, this play is in the top 10 most used plays, even this year. Top 10 most used plays for high school productions.
Wow.
Yeah. From 1936 to 2024.
That's crazy.
It's almost 100 years.
How have we not heard of this before?
I know. You can't take it with you. We've heard of the phrase. Right. Maybe they did really put it on. So that's the origin story. That's short and sweet. Tiny bit more interesting than we're used to.
Lightly. I like the part, you can't take it with you.
You like the phrase or?
The whole premise behind it is like so fascinating. You can't take it with you.
You can't.
But there's a flip side of me that's like, save for tomorrow.
Maybe you can.
I know I can't take it with me.
Well, that's another Bible thing is to...
Even if you can't bury it, it's still not coming.
Save and plan. And
it's not coming with you.
You know, the three guys, the three servants and their talents, like, you're supposed to save and earn and be a good steward.
Yeah. It's, but it's not coming with you. So it's all... What's fascinating... is people that accumulate and with like, and it's the for what?
Yeah.
Without a for what plan. So I, at least if I'm like saving and I'm already taken care of in this life that like I'm working
like
towards.
Like the turn down.
For what? The, at least then I know it's like I'm trying to, I don't know, make my kids' life a little easier, help set them up for their next step or something. Yeah. There's always like the plan, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
I'm going to add you to my will.
Yes.
I'm going to give you my arm bone.
Which one?
I'll just get my arm bone right here. I just think it's humorous.
Oh, jeez.
Every time you look at it, you can go, this is remembrance.
I wish it were possible for you to do that just for that, but you'll probably outlive me anyway. All right, I've got a list.
Do you really think I'm going to outlive you?
Probably.
Are you doing crack at night or something? Or
that was one time.
Like, what are you possibly? In what world?
We're the same age. Why not? You could outlive me.
Oh, I could. But you...
Oh, you're choosing not to.
You take care of yourself.
I refuse. I am going to leave you my humorous bone if it kills me.
I have like perpetual like Doc Holliday tuberculosis or something. I just think you'll outlive me.
Yeah, all right. I'll be your huckleberry. Okay, I've got a list. We don't need to go through all 50.
You could make a back scratcher out of my arm.
Oh, now we're talking.
Out of my actual arm. And then people are like, what is that?
I'm going to put it in glass. What was that saint? What was that saint we saw?
Francis Xavier.
We saw his...
using your friend's arm bone as a scratching...
Relic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. What are you scratching your back with? Skinny.
Why did he give this to you?
Yeah, you're right. He was skinny.
He said, thought it would be humorous. It would have like a perpetual conversation piece.
Totally.
Yeah, you're welcome. The legitimate children, if you want my other arm, Make sure you added a comment.
If you want to be added to Skinny's Will.
I still have another arm.
Now's your opportunity. So I've got some names here. Some are names you'll recognize.
Okay.
Some are strangers to us, but how or what they were buried with is interesting. So we'll start with a no name. So when I found this list, it would say their name, and then it would say actor or, you know.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra, singer, right? This is Reuben John Smith, and what's next to his name? A practical man from Massachusetts.
Inventor of the sandwich.
He selected a new recliner chair of upholstered russet leather and was interred in a sitting position with a checkerboard on his lap. and then buried with a warm coat and a key to his own tomb in his pocket. So Reuben John Smith is in his tomb in a recliner with a checkerboard on his lap and a key to get out.
So, but like mausoleum, like
it must be.
Yeah, because that's a significant thing.
That's a deep hole.
If you popped open a mausoleum and there's a guy sitting in a recliner with a key and a game board, wow.
Right?
You're never going to sleep again.
Okay, next one. Arch West, marketing executive for Frito-Lay.
Okay.
What was he buried with?
Okay, Frito-Lay. He was buried with a bag of Lay's.
Close.
Potatoes.
His family and friends sprinkled Doritos on his open grave.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
That's funny.
Princess Diana.
Landmines.
She is buried with rosary beads given to her by Mother Teresa.
Well, that's nice.
Humphrey Bogart was buried with a whistle inscribed with the words, "If you need anything, just whistle." And it was placed there by his fourth wife, Lauren Bacall.
Okay.
And it was a line from the movie they met in or fell in love in.
So I'm sure that's illegal and everything, but if you could have a tube put down into your little grave area where if you know I'm down there and you squeeze one of those little things,
yep,
and it blows a whistle down from in the grave, you like have to listen for it. That'd be so crazy.
That is crazy. Okay, Sandra Eileen West, who's a socialite,
okay,
was buried sitting in the driver's seat of her 1964 Ferrari 330 America wearing her favorite lace nightgown. And then they buried her.
So
that's more than a 6-foot deep hole.
Yeah. And creepy that someone had to dress her up in a nightgown and put her in a car.
Well, I mean, someone's got to dress you up in whatever you choose.
I guess. I don't know. Nightwear just doesn't seem like appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. John Jacobs, not the Power Team guy.
Dinkelheimer Schmidt?
Nope. John Jacobs was an attorney.
His name is my name too.
And I looked a little bit into him. It doesn't say this here, but I looked into him. He was an attorney for like Fat Tony, some of the mobster guys, it sounds like. Anyway. John Jacobs was buried with his
cement shoes.
With his cell phone.
Okay.
Which doesn't seem that odd, except his wife continued to pay the bill monthly, and his number is etched on his tombstone for anyone interested to call.
That's funny.
So I called it today.
Did you?
I found it.
Because no.
Because it says she's paying the bill, and it says this number has been discontinued.
Oh, okay.
So she paid it for a number of years, but not all the way until 2024.
That's awesome.
If it had worked, we'd be making that phone call right now to leave a message.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. So the first call was from his son right after they put the dirt in. And there was a comment that the graveyard guys started to freak. Like they're just like looking around, freaking out. Okay. Next one. Frank Sinatra, a singer, was buried with a flask full of Jack Daniels and a pack of cigarettes. Sounds appropriate.
That's not how I want to meet the Lord. That's not how I want to go to the pearly gates.
With this? Like, nothing? What do you have there? Nothing?
Nothing.
I didn't think I could actually take it with me.
You have Jack Daniels and smokes.
Okay. Bela Lugosi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actress. Actor.
No, it's a dude. He's like the vampire.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he was buried with his Dracula cape.
Hmm.
Roald Dahl.
Roald,
like Ronald without an N. Do you don't know this name?
Like Winnie the Pooh or something.
Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Okay, yeah. And it was one of the, I was in that.
Guess what he was buried with?
A Wonka bar?
Pretty close. Chocolate bar.
Yep.
Bottle of Burgundy, snooker cues, pencils, and a power saw.
Power saw.
I don't know the reasons for anything but the chocolate. Probably maybe it represents it
sounds like
other
rocket,
books
rocket
that he has.
Raccoon. Like, I'm going to need that guy's arm.
Yeah.
Like random supplies.
An eye of Newt.
Yeah, all these random supplies.
Harry Houdini. The magician.
His keys, his skeleton key with the handcuffs thing.
No. He was buried with two things. Well, not with, but first thing was his coffin itself was designed out of solid bronze with a hermetically sealed inner lining that he had used in some of his underwater acts. But also, his mother, who wrote him letters when he traveled the world being Harry Houdini, all of those letters were bundled up to create the pillow that he laid his head on.
Oh, that's nice.
Kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, David Kime, K-I-M-E. You won't know this guy. Next to his name, it just says Burger Lover. The funeral procession stopped at his favorite food place, Burger King, and everyone got a burger. Everyone got a Whopper for the road on the way to the the graveyard. Even David got a burger, which was placed on his coffin before being lowered.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I read a little bit about him after the fact, and he was diabetic most of his later life, and everyone was telling him to take better care of himself. But when his wife died 25 years before he did, he said, "I'm enjoying life and all the food there is to offer." Didn't care about anything, including, he's like, "I don't care, I'm enjoying it." And everyone was trying to tell him to take better care of yourself. But then they said after he turned 80, we're like, "All right, like eat whatever you want." And he lived to 88.
Yeah, it's so, been awesome.
Diabetic, obese. And okay, we only have a couple more. We're going to stretch our time a little bit. Bob Marley, what do you think he's buried with?
Okay, let me guess on this one. He was...
if you were to bury two things with Bob Marley, what would it be? And you'd be...
Well, right. It would be no woman.
No woman, that part's right.
Okay, so that's one. He was...
Two more.
Okay, he was buried with dreadlocks. He was buried with a Jamaican flag.
All right, he was his guitar with, and some weed.
Okay.
You should have gotten that. Okay, this one's a fun one. William Wise, a Civil War Confederate major, was buried with his horse, his favorite hunting dog, and a sword. He was convinced he was going to hell and wanted to track down and kill Satan. This is real stuff.
He's going out Constantine style.
1977, Harry the Horse Flamburi, president of the Daly City, California Hells Angels Motorcycle Club, was shot with his arms and legs bound together, his eyes and mouth taped shut. And when he was buried, over 150 Hells Angels members surrounded the cemetery on their bikes. 3 months later, they returned to the cemetery with his motorcycle, unburied him, put the motorcycle in, buried him again.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, last one.
Okay.
JFK. He was buried with a whale's tooth.
A grassy knoll. He was buried with an immaculate bullet that hadn't been fired out of a gun. He was buried with a toupee.
He probably was buried with
a toupee.
Stop. Okay.
Okay.
You're not allowed to make jokes.
Too soon?
He was buried with a whale's tooth. He used to collect scrimshaw, which are ornamental whalebone and walrus ivory pieces. And his wife commissioned an artist to engrave President Kennedy's seal on a bull whale's tooth for a Christmas gift. And he was buried with it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Putting seals on envelopes with a whale's tooth?
Seals. That's really funny.
Not that kind of seal, but like the seal, you know, like those little push it into the...
Because a whale would have eaten a seal. It's just payback to the whale for all the seal
smashing
he ate.
Seals. Even after your tooth is removed, still smashing seals.
Still smashing seals. But, all right. So there
those you go. Are good things.
Yeah. If you could take one thing with you or not with you, like you're going to show up in the afterlife with something, but
my
something
wife.
that you could be buried with.
Oh,
okay. Whether she's dead or alive, you want to be buried with your wife.
Oh, I'd want her to be dead.
Okay, good.
But I don't.
Well, she would be soon.
But I don't want her to be dead. But I would want that. That sounds like a way to go.
That's recorded.
Well, that if we go out in some dramatic fashion together,
if we get somebody to do the remix of this episode,
we could save money and just do one.
That's true.
Kids that only have one spot, we could save some resources.
Woo! That's true. It's very true.
One thing to take to my grave.
That you're like, I'd like to be buried with that. It's special to me.
So. This is stupid in general, like a great many things. So okay. I keep adjusting a little family crest that I keep making.
You're making your own?
Yes.
Not like
the... So it's a takeoff of the Scottish, my Scottish family
one.
I
think McLaren. You would already have one.
Yeah, the Craig on Tuirik, whatever that means in some Scottish...
McLaren?
The Boers mound or some crazy thing. The Boers
okay.
or something. But instead of the boar that's in it, I replaced it with the 3 minutes gone crab.
There's one boar in this podcast as well. You want to guess?
That hurts my feelings. Real men don't have feelings.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so I don't know. That slapped onto
The side on the outside or a whale's tooth?
What that's a tough one. What I'd want to take in with me.
Yeah. I don't know either. I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't think I have anything that I own, like a physical object that is so sentimental to
me. No, I got nothing.
Yeah. I mean, a photo, my kids. I don't know.
A photo of your kids with me. That'd be awesome.
You want a photo of my kids with you?
Yeah.
You?
Sure.
I can arrange that.
Oh,
he's got one.
That actually sounds good. No, I think you're onto something. What did you spell all photos of people like in your life? Like just print offs of like hundreds, thousands of people you've been connected to in your life. That's
all your Facebook friends.
Not social media.
Okay.
But just in actual real life.
I shouldn't admit this on air.
Okay. Anyways, we should be, oh my goodness, we need to get going.
I know.
Should we just jump in with no explanation? Yeah.
All right, Riddlelink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapped by sound, syllable, word, or words. So, for example, last week, our idiom was water under the bridge, and we left you with this doozy. What's past is in the past, according to Simon and Garfunkel. What's past is in the past, according to Simon and Garfunkel. And there's Leyland, just her left eye, right eye. What's past is in the past, according to Simon and Garfunkel. Our idiom was water under the bridge. What do you got?
Water under the bridge over troubled waters.
That's it. So the correct answer is not water under the bridge. The correct answer is not bridge over troubled water. The correct answer, if you want to play Riddling correctly, is water under the bridge over troubled water. Ooh, under the bridge over troubled water.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Under over. Beautiful. Well, I've got a couple prepared. And so for those on audio, this should be much more straightforward. Okay. The legal document after your death owned by Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
The legal document, it's a little longer.
Yeah.
The legal document after your death owned by Ryan Reynolds.
So I wanted to use Dead Giveaway and Deadpool, but that's not working for me.
No. Okay, so there's a long...
Last Will and Testament. Last Will?
No.
Will and Testament... I don't know. Oh. Is it a movie he's in or something?
Okay, so it's the legal document after your death.
Does this have to do with his soccer team?
Owned by
I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know what that team's
Cellular.
Called. Oh. Mint Mobile?
That's it.
Last Will and Testament Mobile?
Yes.
Okay.
Good for you. Like,
give away the Deadpool.
No, bring out your Deadpool.
Dead Giveaway and Deadpool. That's what I was trying to work.
That's funny.
Last Will and Testament Mobile. Is that Canadian? Mint Mobile?
Yep. I'm not sure. I've actually never seen an ad for it.
I have seen an ad, but okay. I'm like, where is that?
Were you in America? That? Okay.
I don't remember.
You got one for me?
Yeah, let's see. Okay. Sorry. I wasn't looking. How about this one? This guy was buried with a whale's tooth and Colonel Sanders' chicken.
Okay, go ahead.
This guy was buried with a whale's tooth and Colonel Sanders' chicken.
I love these guys. That's a JFK FC.
That's right.
Those ones make me laugh. So funny. Okay, so this one has nothing to do with the topic outside of
Perfect. Why should it?
Okay, but you should be able to get it. Jerry Maguire's famous financial phrase as Brad Pitt manages in Major League.
I know what it is, but... Why did you choose this one?
Just because it has a financial quality to it and leaving behind.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Jerry Maguire's famous financial phrase as Brad Pitt manages in Major League.
Show me the money ball.
Yes.
Show me the money ball.
Show me the money ball.
All right, I got one more.
Well, Villegitimate children, we would love to hear from you on it. Reach out to us on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Here it is. Today's idiom is what one is unable to transport to the afterlife. Today's idiom is what one is unable to transport to the afterlife.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
It is.
It is. That's actually like 33 minutes gone. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Extra exercise to you today. Listen to this podcast
Do you think people just stop at 30 minutes? They're like, nope, I would commit to 30 minutes.
I'm thinking they might.
Or do you think they just fast forward to, do you think they just fast forward to Riddlings and not listen to the rest in the first place?
The first 5 minutes and then the Riddlings?
Yeah, exactly.
Funny. Who knows? Well, We're glad you, for those of you who stuck out the whole thing, we're glad you did.
Yeah.
Today's full of tech wonders. Here. I'm skinny.
Listen, you're always just rushing me.
Okay, honey. I told you we were leaving earlier. I thought you would prepare.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
These are the Village Idioms.
These sure are. No, you can't take it with you. No, you can't. Is that a nice ending?
Okay, that went pretty well, don't you think?
The last 3 minutes gone.